The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.
And joining me on the podcast right now is Tony Crawley, Chief Executive Officer of Zenova Group. Z-E-D or Z is ticker there. Tony, thanks for joining me.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me. And
Yeah, well, do you know what? I've seen your company mentioned on social media. There's quite a few investors excited about the company. I don't know too much about it, but I've looked through the website. It looks very exciting there. But for people like me, not that familiar with Zenova Group, can you give us a brief summary as to what it's all about, please, Tony?
Yeah, sure. So the company has some key stakeholders, including myself, who have been working on these products for a number of years. Mm-hmm. And what we brought to the market is products that have got a global demand at the moment, a hot global demand. Two of the products are environmentally led, which is Zenova IP and Zenova IR, which are insulating products. Mm-hmm. And we all know that the current climate for that, where governments are scrambling around now to try and insulate homes and properties and business properties, and we believe we've got the state-of-the-art, you know, game-changing products there that are going to be best in class. And we've already got trials underway with local authorities already to prove how effective these products are. And secondly, we've got fire products. Again, in the wake of what happened at Grenfell some years ago, the whole fire industry's, you know, had a massive shake-up, not just here in the UK, but across the world. And we believe, again, we've got best-in-class of fire products here. We have a fire-retardant paint. Mm-hmm. We have some fire extinguishers that are coming on late this year, as well as a sprinkler unit. And we also have a wildfire barrier unit that stops fires from spreading in wildfire situations.
Yeah, well, there's news on that today. Before we get into that news on the wildfire barrier product, so these, all your products here, do you have IP on them? Are they protected in some way?
Yeah, we have patents on a number of the products, and we've also got, and this is a very clear thing here, this is a huge USP for our products. We have the very latest classifications, certifications for our products. And I'll give you a little instance here that we're just about to run a marketing roadshow on educational, because a lot of people are not aware. I even had some people scrambling around last week from a local authority where they wasn't aware that BS 476 part 6 and 7, which was an old classification in the building regs. Mm-hmm. And the building regs has recently changed, where you have to have a classification now. It's a European standard. It's called EN13501-1. Yeah. And we are the only paint out there to protect against fire that has that classification. So it's a massive USP. And what we're finding is once people are aware of this change and what the requirements are, and it's a far superior test, without going into the final detail, it's making, you know, properties more safe by having this standard.
Yeah.
And we have it. We was advised to get this over a year ago. We spent money on getting this test. They're not cheap. And it was carried out by Warrington Fire, which is a well-recognised UK testing house. So all of those testing data sheets are on our website. And this is something that we want to be very clear as a business. We want to be very transparent in what our testing has involved. And not only has that test been proven to be successful, we've tested it on the worst substrate. Mm. So a lot of other manufacturers will test it on concrete and substrates that don't actually burn. We've tested it on the most combustible material known out there, which is timber.
Yeah.
And it still passed with flying colours. So we've got a huge, you know, unique selling point there with our product. We are the number one when it comes to what we've achieved in our testing.
Yeah. So you're confident there, you're best in class. And like I say, you only listed recently, didn't you, and raised 4.5 million. What's that going to be used for, Tony?
Well, we're not going to stop just with that testing. We're going to carry on testing for other scenarios and specific areas, you know, like where we may be entering into military stuff and other specialist areas. We're going to carry on continuing with some of the testing. Also growing the team internationally. We now have offices in Japan, Canada, and here in London. But we will continue to grow the team. And marketing, we want to get out there and start banging the drum. We've got incoming inquiries at the moment, which we're dealing with, but we want to spread the word, you know, globally that we are the market leaders in our products, not just on the testing, but on how these products actually perform. Yeah. And as you'll see on from our website, we've also developed it that they're very cost effective to apply and very quick to apply, and that's key with any new product. It's got to be cost effective and very simple to use, and that's our key.
Yeah. And thanks for this news today. More good news. You launched a new product, like you said there, your WB sort of anti wildfire product. And take us through the news today.
Yeah, this is fantastic news for us. We've now sort of aligned ourselves with Exeter University. And Professor Claire Belcher, which is she's a leading professor in wildfires and been studying it for many years. She's backed by the European Union with funding. And it's called Wildfire Lab. They have their own website. And they are now doing some research with their expertise on this product. And they truly believe from what they've seen and what they've tested to date of our product that this is going to change wildfires and how we tackle them globally. So this in itself is going to be a massive market for us. And like I said, we're doing some further testing with Exeter as we speak, and this product will be ready to be rolled out very shortly.
Yeah. And like you say, you're getting lots of inbound inquiries, are you, on your products?
We are, yes. And that's just through word of mouth. As like I said, because of the world we're in at the minute, everyone's scrambling around for products that can make, you know, homes and businesses more safer, but also from the environmental point of view.
Yeah, reduce carbon.
So any new innovation that's in this space, like we are, it's drawing huge attention.
And you say that you're confident you're best in class. What is the, you know, what's the competition like that there? You mentioned that, you know, you have a certification above most other people or everyone else. So what is the competition? Is it fierce out there or not?
No, what we're finding is the classification that we've achieved, no one else has got that we've seen. We're cost effective, like I said, more than any of the competitors. But the beauty of our products, what we've had tested is this is technology that's only needs a very thin coat, whereas a lot of the competitors, it was multiple coats of this product. And it's just not cost effective in terms of labour cost. The time you put these layers on and let them dry and put another layer on, it just wasn't becoming cost effective.
Yeah.
So we've broken that barrier with our technology that this only requires two coats.
Yeah.
So it's very quick to apply.
Interesting. And, how did it start? How did it start off, Inton? How did you get involved? How did it start off?
Well, myself and three of the founders, we have an inventor from Japan as well that's been working on this for 5 to 6 years, looking at the market, looking how we could develop something that was far better. And like I said, more safe, but more importantly, cost effective, that people will adopt, because it's about getting people to adopt these products that when they are cost effective, it just flows. And it's, like I said, it's taken 5 years, but, you know, we wanted to be 100% right that these products met every standard that we were going to go to market with. And even on the toxicity reports that we've had done, none of our products are toxic in any way, all environmentally friendly. We've ticked every box that we possibly can to be best in class.
Excellent stuff. Okay, well, it was good to see you making progress there. And like I say, someone's listening right now, Tony, and they like the sound of what you're doing, but are not yet following the story. If you could give us three quick reasons why they should hit that follow button and add Zenova to their watch list, please.
Three good reasons, I guess, is that, you know, I'm a stakeholder. We want to see the share price go up as well, and this company to be very successful, which I have no doubt is going to be in a very short period of time. We're assisting and helping, you know, global warming with some of the products, which is very key in this day and age, that we've all got to do our bit.
Reduce global warming, you should say.
Sorry, reduce global warming, yes. good point. Yeah. And obviously, we're in a hot market, hot global market for both products, for the environmental and fire safety. It's in the news every day, and it's not going to go away. You know, this is going to be for the next 10, 15 years that this, you know, items like this need to be applied, because there's so many homes, buildings out there that need these products. And the wildfire barrier is, you know, as we've seen on the news, each year it's getting worse and worse of wildfires due to global warming. So that's why people should follow us, because, yeah, there's going to be some exciting news coming along.
Yeah, absolutely. Well, do you know what, on the news front, there's not a day that goes by where I'm sure, you know, reducing our carbon footprint, and that's including homes, of course, and also, if it's not that, a new wildfire happening somewhere. Cause, yeah, so it's very hot, and like you say, it's a long-term trend here, tackling this environmental issues. Tony, it's good to chat to you, and hopefully we catch up in the not-too-distant future. Thank you very much.
No, thank you very much. Been a pleasure.
The Vox Markets Podcast with Justin Waite. Nothing in this podcast is intended as investment advice, and the people in this podcast may hold positions in the stocks they talk about. Do not buy anything based solely on a tip or recommendation. Please do your own research.